Sometimes you have to lose a family tradition to find out how important it is. And Pears Margot Adler lost a holiday custom and found it again in the kitchen.
I've always been a marzipan junkie, the kind of person who eats the almond paste in the middle of a bear claw and leaves the rest. When I was 7, I ate a whole box of marzipan fruits. You'd think after getting sick as a dog, it would cure me, but no. My father was from Vienna, and although Jewish by background, he had grown up in a secular household that celebrated Christmas. Every year, we would put up a tree, and he would bring home a special box from the Elk Candy Store in Yorkville in Manhattan. The store was a marzipan fantasy filled with fruits, animals, and chocolates, but my father's box held marzipan Pringles, chocolate-covered marzipan rings coated with sprinkles that we hung from the tree. I ate one every day through New Year's, and the day we took the tree down, there was often one hidden somewhere in the branches that no one had seen. My father died 8 years ago. I continued the tradition. But this year, when I went to the Elk Candy Store founded in 1933, it was gone. I thought, it's 2006. The internet will save me. I put words like marzipan Pringles and chocolate-covered marzipan rings into search engines. Nothing. Even at sites in Germany and Austria, nothing. I'm not very handy in the kitchen, but my 16-year-old son Alex and I decided we'd make them ourselves. If you're a purist, you'll want to make the marzipan. We simply bought rolls of marzipan paste. We formed rings with holes in the middle. It was kind of like working with clay.
No. I'm the cutter.
No, I don't think you cut the hole.
Mom, stop. You're ruining it.
Look at that. It's a perfect hole.
Yeah, but the knife made it more perfect.
The Elk Candy marzipan Pringles were about 22 to a pound box. Ours were a bit bigger. When we melted the chocolate in a double boiler, things began to get a little messy.
I got chocolate all over your shirt.
Don't worry about it, Mom. It's an experiment.
I think we made them a little big.
We dipped each ring with a hook from the pot rack and laid it on wax paper.
That has a great hole.
I mean, I'm sure that, you know, if we were doing this every day, we'd get good at it, you know?
We're amateurs, Mom.
We're definitely amateurs.
We sprinkled the sprinkles, and the first 8 were on a plate. By the time we came to the last ring, Alex had it down.
They actually look very good. There, that is a perfect one.
We put them in the refrigerator, and a couple of hours later tied the ribbons on, proving that you don't have to be Martha Stewart to inaugurate a new tradition. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can see the marzipan Pringles at our website, npr.org.